Hello and welcome to A Plus English. My name is Jeffrey.
大家好，我是 Anna.
And today we're going to continue talking about the mail. Ah.
What?
I got a nice letter from my cousin in New York City.
Really? Your cousin?
Yeah.
Wrote you a traditional letter?
Yeah.
From New York?
Yeah, all the way from New York.
Oh.
Now, it's great to know what my cousin is up to, but getting a letter from so far away makes me think about the mail system. That is, how does mail get from New York City all the way to Taipei City?
By plane.
To my mailbox near my house. Okay, today we are going to look at the bigger picture. Yes, there is a plane, but it's more complicated than that. And we'll take a look at all the parts that make the global mail system work.
Let's take a look.
Mailing it in.
Mailman.
Mailman.
The mailman delivers the mail every morning.
The mailman delivers the mail every morning.
Mail truck.
Mail truck.
The mail truck comes past my house every morning.
The mail truck comes past my house every morning.
Mailbox.
Mailbox.
Mailboxes in Taiwan are either green or red.
Mailboxes in Taiwan are either green or red.
Counter.
Counter.
The lady at the counter helped me to send my package to Canada.
The lady at the counter helped me to send my package to Canada.
Scale.
Scale.
Please put your package on the scale so I can weigh it.
Please put your package on the scale so I can weigh it.
Customer service desk.
Customer service desk.
If you have a question, you can ask the man at the customer service desk.
If you have a question,You can ask the man at the customer service desk.
So let's start off by talking about a person who is very important for helping us send and receive mail. Okay, so it's not just my cousin who wrote the letter,
uh-huh.
and me who reads the letter. There's somebody very important in between us.So, when I am waiting for a letter, I am standing, by my front door, hoping that this person will arrive. Who do you think it is? I'll give you a hint. He is wearing green.
Oh, green?
Yes. Okay, another hint. He might be driving around the city on a motorcycle.
I know. Postman.
Very close. Postman is the same as a mailman. Okay? M-A-I-L-M-A-N. Now, there are lots of words for mailman. For example, if it's a woman, we would say mail woman. Okay? There are other words, postal worker, postman, postwoman. But today, we'll just use the word mailman to keep things simple.
对啊，其实说真的，在中文就没有什么性别的差别，反正就是邮差先生或邮差。邮差好像也很少见到小姐，但是 anyways， 我们说邮差啊，这个非常重要的送信或者是送包裹的这个先生，这个人呢，在英文当中通常就会用 mailman。Mailman， 那当然，如果她真的是一个女生，你可以真的叫她 mailwoman。不过通常呢，我们就直接说 mailman 就有邮差的意思。
So, for example, the mailman delivers the mail every morning. The mailman delivers the mail every morning. So, to deliver something is to bring it to somebody's home and give it to them. Or you could bring it to somebody's office. You bring it to wherever it needs to go. One time I had a job, and my job was to deliver pizza.
Oh, 真的很棒耶。所以其实这个动词很好用，因为不管是邮差先生送邮件啊，或者像 Jeffrey 他可能曾经打工送过 pizza， 这个递送的动作在例句当中 deliver， 所以邮差他去送信的送 deliver the mail。
Mm-hmm. Now, usually in Taiwan, I've always seen a male worker, mm-hmm. a male man or a male woman wearing dark green.
绿色的，对。
That's right. But in the U.S., do you know what color they wear?
Green too?
It's not green.
Really?
They actually wear dark blue.
深蓝色哦。Okay.
All right. Now, sometimes, just a motorcycle is not big enough. Mm-hmm.When you have a lot of mail to deliver, if you are a mailman. So that's why there are mail trucks. And usually in the United States, you will see mail trucks. Now, to spell mail truck, it's two words. First, mail, M-A-I-L, and then truck, T-R-U-C-K.
但是这个 truck, 其实我们中文通常都会翻成卡车耶。其实真的也是啦，因为如果有这么多信或者是很多的 packages 包裹，那么摩托车可能就不太够啦，这个时候就会用邮物车，反正邮差先生或邮差小姐呢，他们开的那个车就叫做 mail truck， mail truck 它是两个字哦， mail truck。
For example, the mail truck comes past my house every morning. The mail truck comes past my houseEvery morning.
Right. 只是我们只是这个没有特别去注意。有时候呢，我们有信或者是包裹的时候，这个 mail truck 才可能会 stop， 才会停在这里。
Okay. Now something interesting about mail trucks. Sometimes, the steering wheel will be on the right side of the car. In countries where you drive on the right side of the street, for example, the U.S. and Taiwan.Most cars have a steering wheel on the left side of the car, but mail trucks have it on the right side. Do you know why?
等一下，我先解释一下。因为我们开车的时候，驾驶座都在左边嘛，然后我们靠路的这个右边开。可是啊，油物车它的驾驶座是靠右边的。你们知道为什么吗？ I know why.
Okay, tell us why.
I think it's more important, no, more convenient for the mailman to take out the mail or packages and deliver them.
That's right. If a mailbox is right there on the side of the street, the mailman doesn't even have to get up out of the truck to deliver the mail.
Oh, 对哦。
It is more convenient, you were right.
甚至有时候连这个下车都不用下，直接就可以做这个递送的动作。所以油污车比较特别的地方，除了它是绿色之外呢，它的驾驶座是靠右的哦。
Now, I just said this word, mailbox, spelled M-A-I-L-B-O-X. Now, this is something that you put mail into to let mailmen know.That you want to send that letter or card or package to somewhere else. Now, mailboxes in Taiwan are either green or red. Mailboxes in Taiwan are either green or red. Now, do you know the difference between these two mailboxes? Because I'm not really sure.
Green mailboxes are for local people.Mail.
Okay, so if you just want to send it to somewhere near, you'd send it in the green box.
Uh-huh.
And red is for more special mail.
Right, right, like a prompt delivery.
Okay.
Or overseas letters.
Okay, so something special. Red means special.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll be sure to ask my local mailman the next time I see him.
所以其实 mailbox 就是邮筒的意思啦，那当然我们的邮筒要不然就是绿色啊，要不然就是红色，不过我们可能也不太知道它的差别，因为我们真的太少去寄信了。
Okay, so that's very good information, but if you're not sure what to do, like me, you should actually just visit the post office. You don't want to put your letter in the wrong box. Red, green, I'll probably forget later, so I'm going to go to the post office.To get expert advice. Now, when I get to the post office, I will need to walk up to a counter.
Counter. C-O-U-N-T-E-R. 所以如果你真的搞不清楚状况，或是真的有一个 package 包裹要去寄的时候，你不可能把它塞到那个 mailbox 邮筒里面，而是要去 post office， 要到邮局，那当然就直接到柜台去。之前要先抽一个号码牌啦， you know, you have to take a number.
Oh yeah, you have
right,
to take a number and
right.
then sit down and wait for your、mm-hmm. number to be called. Okay, here's an example with counter. The lady at the counter helped me to send my package to Canada. The lady at the counter helped me to send my package to Canada.
嗯，所以如果真的是邮局寄东西啊，或者是邮局当然还有其他的很多业务，你就要到 counter 到柜台那边，就会有专门的邮局的这个工作人员会可以帮你哦。
嗯哼。Now sometimes you just send a letter.And in that case, you only need a stamp. But if you're sending a package, and it's very heavy,、
mm-hmm.
okay, if you have some gifts to send to your friends or family, you will have to pay more money. So one of these kind post office workers will probably put the package on a scale, spelled S-C-A-L-E. Okay, now a scale will tell youHow heavy something is.
嗯哼，所以如果你的 package 或者是你的信呢，如果要寄向限时挂号啊或什么之类，都要先称一下它有多重，然后才会有不同的邮资。那么这个时候呢，用的那个秤就叫做 scale, S-C-A-L-E. 那其实 scale 如果当动词就有分级的意思，所以当名词它指的就是那个称重的秤子。
Mm-hmm. I remember when I went to the post office and I sent a package, the worker there told me, please put your package on the scale so I can weigh it. That's right. That's exactly what she said. She said, please put your package on the scale so I can weigh it.And then she told me how much money I needed to pay.
嗯，所以当然要把你要寄的东西，不管可能是一封信或者是一个 package， 放在这个 scale 上面，才能够称重，才知道要付多少邮资啊。
Now, finally, even getting great help might not be enough. There can be problems with your mail. Mail can get lost. It can get damaged when it's in an airplane flying over the ocean.And in that case, you should go to the customer service desk. Wow, customer service desk. Three words. Customer, C-U-S-T-O-M-E-R. Service, S-E-R-V-I-C-E. And then desk, D-E-S-K. Now, if you have a question, you can ask the man at the customer service desk.There might be a woman, but just for example, if you have a question, you can ask the man at the customer service desk.
不过在这边比较特别的就是顾客服务台的这个台呢，用的就不是 counter， 而是一个 desk. Customer 顾客 service 服务 desk 的这个台桌子，顾客服务台。别走开哦，接下来是我们的 wrap up。
Well, finally, I get to see what my cousin sent me from New York. All right. I left these in New York. It's my favorite pair.
Oh, very handsome.
Oh, great. I'm so happy. It's wonderful to receive a package in the mail. It's even more fun to send gifts to others. So I encourage all of you to write letters,Send cards and prepare packages for your friends and family.
嗯，有时候还是可以写写信啦，或者是寄一寄 packages. 不过如果真的到邮局的话，记得要练习我们这两天学到的单字哦。
All right, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
You're more than welcome to join us this evening.
You're more than welcome to join us this evening.
Hello everyone, I'm Nicole. 欢迎收看今天的小聚会。同学们有没有过想要邀请朋友参与聚会或者是活动，可是不知道该如何开口的经验呢？今天的小聚会就要告诉大家一个邀请朋友的时候很实用的说法。You're more than welcome to join us this evening. Welcome, W-E-L-C-O-M-E, 在这里是形容词，受欢迎的的意思。而 more than 是更加的，更甚的。More than welcome, 比受欢迎还要更受欢迎，当然就是非常欢迎的意思咯。Join, J-O-I-N, 是加入、参加的意思。所以这个句子就是说，非常欢迎你加入我们今天晚上的活动。哇哦，这样的邀请实在是很有诚意耶。如果再配上一个很诚恳的眼神，相信你一定可以成功邀请到你的朋友啦。今天的句子同学们都学会了吗？现在让我们再看一次今天的例句。 You're more than welcome to join us this evening. 小聚会，我们下次见，拜拜。
You're more than welcome to join us this evening.
You're more than welcome to join us this evening.
Chit chat.
I'll have a hamburger. Wait. I'll have a hot dog instead.
所以你到底是要汉堡还是热狗啦？
I'll have a hot dog instead of a hamburger, please.
Instead of? 啊，我都快被搞混了啦！
很多人常常搞混 instead of. 哎，其实 instead of 是表示作为代替，就是不要 A 而要 B 哦。
So for example, my brother Alan asked me if I wanted to have pizza for lunch today. But I told him, can we have sandwiches instead of pizza?
注意哦，这里 instead of 后面接的人事物就是不要的人事物，被前面的人事物所取代哦。所以这里我是说我不想要吃 pizza 而想要吃三明治哦。另外 instead of 除了像刚刚提到的例子中可以接名词，还可以接动名词哦。
For example, instead of going shopping, I want to go see a movie this weekend.
注意哦，这里的 instead of 后面接的 going shopping 是不去做的事情，而是被 go see a movie 给取代咯。
啊，很多人可能想说 instead of 跟 instead 才差了个 of， 意思应该差不多啦，千万不要这样想。Instead 是个副词，通常放在句尾修饰前面的句子，而句子中提到的动作是被取代的事情，也就是要去做的动作。所以刚刚的句子我们可以这样改写， I want to go see a movie this weekend instead.
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
所以听懂了吗表姐？ I'll have a hamburger instead of a hot dog.以及 I'll have a hamburger instead 都有我想要改吃汉堡不吃热狗的意思啦。
Mailing it in.
Mailman. The mailman delivers the mail every morning.
The mailman delivers the mail every morning.
Mail truck. The mail truck comes past my house every morning.
The mail truck comes past my house every morning.
Mailbox. Mailboxes in Taiwan are either green or red.
Mailboxes in Taiwan are either green or red.
Counter. The lady at the counter helped me to send my package to Canada.
The lady at the counter helped me to send my package to Canada.
Scale. Please put your package on the scale so I can weigh it.
Please put your package on the scale so I can weigh it.
Customer service desk. If you have a question, you can ask the man at the customer service desk.
If you have a question, you can ask the man at the customer service desk.